quickly they can improve their production processes, how cleverly they market their products, and how efficiently they manage distribution and their inventories. All of these information-rich processes benefit from digital processes. After the introduction of ENIAC, the first general-purpose computer during World War II, computers quickly proved they were faster and more accurate than humans in many applications. Managing the customer records of the largest institutions and automating almost any mechanical process that could be broken into discrete, repetitive steps. Computers were not functioning at a high level, though. They assisted people, but not in an intelligent way. It takes brains to understand the physics and develop the underlying calculations for the arcs of artillery projectiles or ballistic missiles. It takes an idiot savant, a computer, to do the calculations in an instant. Businesses need to do another kind of work, what Michael Dertouzos, director of MIT's Laboratory for Computer Science and author of What Will Be, calls information work. We usually think of information, a memo, a picture, or a financial report, say, as static. But Dertouzos convincingly argues that another form of information is active, a verb instead of a static noun. Information work is the transformation of information by human brains or computer programs. Information work, designing a building, negotiating a contract, preparing tax returns, constitutes most of the real information we deal with, and most of the work done in developed economies. Information as verb activities dominate the terrain of information, Dertouzos says. He estimates that information work contributes 50 to 60% of an industrialized country's GNP. Dertouzos's insight into information as action is profound. When computers went from raw number crunching to modeling business problems, they began to participate in information work. Even manufacturing firms have always expended much of their energy on information about the work rather than on the work itself. Information about product design and development, about scheduling, about marketing, sales and distribution, about invoicing and financing, about cooperative activities with vendors, about customer service. To do information work, people in the company have to have ready access to information. Until recently, though, we've been conditioned to believe that the numbers should be reserved for the most senior executives. A few executives might still want to hold information close in the interests of confidentiality, but for the most part, access to information has been restricted simply because it used to be so hard to get. It took time, effort, and money to move information around. It was so expensive to pull data out of a mainframe, and it took so much labor to try to correlate the data, that you had to be at least a vice president to order up the work. Even then, the information was sometimes so inconsistent or out of date that you'd have VPs from different departments show up at high-level meetings with different data. On today's computer networks, you can retrieve and present data easily and inexpensively. You can dive into the data to the lowest level of detail and pivot it to see it in different dimensions. You can exchange information and ideas with other people. You can integrate the ideas and work of multiple people or teams to produce a well-thought-out and coordinated result. We need to break out of the mindset that getting information and moving information around is difficult and expensive. It's just basic common sense to make all of your company's data, everything from the latest sales numbers to details of the 401k plan, just a few clicks away for everyone who can use it. A company's middle managers and line employees, not just its high-level executives, need to see business data. It's important for me as a CEO to understand how the company is doing across regions or product lines or customer segments, and I take pride in staying on top of those things. However, it's the middle managers in every company who need to understand where their profits and losses lie, what marketing programs are working or not, and what expenses are in line or out of whack. They're the people who need precise, actionable data, because they're the ones who need to act. These employees shouldn't have to wait for upper management to bring information to them. In many companies, the middle managers can be overwhelmed by day-to-day problems and not have information they need to fix them. They may have reams of data in front of them, literally reams of paper reports, that are difficult to analyze or correlate with data in other reports. A sign of a good digital nervous system is that you have middle managers empowered by the flow of specific, actionable information. They should be seeing their sales numbers, expense breakdowns, vendor and contractor costs, and the status of major projects online in a form that invites analysis as well as coordination with other people. The systems should notify them of unusual developments according to criteria they set. For example, if an expense item is out of line. This way, they don't need to monitor normal expense activity. These capabilities are available at a few companies, but I'm continually surprised by how few companies use information technology to keep their line managers well informed and to avoid routine review. Still another sign of a good digital nervous system is the number of good ideas bubbling up from your line managers and knowledge workers. When they can analyze concrete data, people get specific ideas about how to do things better, and they get charged up about it, too. People like knowing that something they're doing is working, and they like being able to demonstrate to management that it's working. They enjoy using technology that encourages them to evaluate different theories about what's going on in their markets. They get a kick out of running what-ifs. People really do appreciate information, and it's a big motivator. A final sign of a good digital nervous system is how focused your face-to-face meetings are and whether specific actions come out of them. Pilots like to say that good landings are the result of good approaches. Good meetings are the result of good preparation. Meetings shouldn't be used primarily to present information. It's more efficient to use emails so that people can analyze data beforehand and come into a meeting prepared to make recommendations and engage in meaningful debate. Companies struggling with too many unproductive meetings and too much paper don't lack energy and brains. The data they need exists somewhere in the company in some form. They just can't readily put their hands on it. Digital tools would enable them to get the data immediately from many sources and to be able to analyze it from many perspectives. GM's Alfred Sloan said that without facts, it's impossible to put a sound policy into effect. I'm optimistic enough to believe that if you have sound facts, you can put a sound policy into effect. Sloan did many times over. At today's pace of business change, we need even more to manage with the force of facts. What I'm describing here is a new level of information analysis that enables knowledge workers to turn passive data into active information, what Michael Dertouzos calls information as a verb. A digital nervous system enables a company to do information work with far more efficiency, depth, and creativity.
The term digital nervous system talks about a company taking the approach of getting all their information to be easily available and really empowering their workers. It combines the latest PC, internet, and communications technologies, but far more important than that is the processes you build around digital activities. For example, capturing all the information about customers and taking full advantage of that. For example, being able to allow teams to come together even when they're in different locations or even if they don't work for your company but they're a partner company. That kind of capability can only come with a comprehensive plan for the company to build a digital nervous system.
Like a human being, a company has to have an internal communication mechanism, a nervous system, to coordinate its actions. All businesses focus on a few basic elements: customers, products and services, revenues, costs, competitors, delivery, and employees. A company has to carry out and coordinate the business processes in each area, especially activities that cross department lines. Sales needs to quickly find out whether the company has the inventory or can get it quickly before promising delivery on a big order. Manufacturing needs to know what product is selling like gangbusters so that it can shift production priorities. Business managers throughout the company need to know about both and a whole lot more.